Friday, February 4th. President called this morning before I left to discuss the possibility of bringing a secretary down or having Colson come down, since he was dictating a lot of stuff on politics. Then he decided no, to leave it the way it was. He said he'd been doing a lot of thinking about the Efron book and situation there. Thinks we have a real opportunity on this, and the real answer is to go after the credibility of TV, and the effective way to do that is through the newspapers, because they like to take on television. So he wants Buchanan to write a piece to newspaper editors saying that whatever we may think about all of this, Irving Kristol points out that the networks are biased, as Efron has reported, and that we have a clear example here in that the networks covered everything in the Irvin testimony on the Hill that was on their side. There was only one witness on the other side, Edith Efron, and they gave her absolutely no mention at all. And the letter should then point out that no self-respecting newspaper would do this. The president then got into talking about the fact that in the 1968 campaign, we weren't really aware of how the networks were killing us. It's obvious that he's been doing a lot of thinking about politics and the campaign and so on, and was anxious to get to talking about it. So I assume he'll have lots of stuff stocked up when I meet with him down there tomorrow. Talked to Colson after I got to Key Biscayne just to get a report on the day's activities. He said that Rogers needed a lot of propping up, that he was pretty shook by the Scotty Reston column today, which took Rogers on as being unsecretary of statesman-like. They're working the columnists. Stuart Alsop's going to bomb Muskie in Newsweek. Muskie apparently called Stuart from Wisconsin and talked for an hour justifying his position. And Chuck thinks we now have Muskie on the run, and we're putting out a full media mailing today regarding the responsibility of presidential candidates and enclosing the Nixon quote from 68, which is being picked up. Brock's doing a tough speech on Monday. Scott kicked Muskie hard on the floor today. Jackson took him on. So things look pretty good. End of February 4th.